A year ago, Shern left his tenured position as dean of USF's Florida Mental Health Institute because he felt he could be a more effective advocate for people with mental illness from outside of academia. Shern said that his decision had a lot to do with frustration that his nephew Kyle could not receive adequate mental care.
Number one, this touches everybody's lives. Number two, even if you know the best people in the country working in a particular area, if it's not available for you and your community, it's really of academic interest, if you know what I mean, making a pejorative remark about academia, which is kind of consistent with why I made this decision.
The title of Shern's plenary was Mental Health in America, Where is the Outrage? Shern feels that the topic of mental health is so important, but that people don't care enough about it.
Challenge is to generate appropriate outrage at the pathetic state of the behavioral health system in our nation. It's actually the state, not the behavioral health system, it's a pathetic state of our behavioral health. And as I mentioned to you, to attack this deep resignation that characterizes behavioral health professionals and researchers, practitioners, that we can't make a difference and somehow we can't sort of get past the stigma and ignorance. And so our goal is to, working with all of you and all of our colleagues, is to really mobilize a national movement.
Shern said that another reason people should be outraged is because the U.S. has the worst mental health in the developed world.
The United States has the highest rates of mental illness in the world. In the world. Study of 14 nations, both developed and developing, conducted by a huge international consortium sort of led by the WHO, in 14 countries, we came out absolutely number one. There's something toxic in our culture. Our rates are higher than everybody else. And when you bring people here who have lower rates, over the course of 13 years, their rates rise to meet ours.
The high rates of mental illness in the United States contribute to the overall healthcare crisis in the country, according to Shern.
These behavioral health problems are at the heart of what is one of the biggest problems, so disability and other things aside, and that's really the functioning of our healthcare system. You know, we have, as I think everybody here knows, the most expensive healthcare system in the world, and we produce poor to mediocre outcomes. And as I'm going to try to demonstrate to you in a second, the lack of attention to behavioral health factors is a really important component, both as a cost driver in terms of overall health expenditures, but also clearly causes problems with outcomes.
One of the meeting's breakout sessions dealt with mental health courts, how to provide recovery and hope. Mental health courts attempt to take people with mental health issues out of the criminal justice system to get them the care they need. Ginger Lerner Wren has been the judge of the nation's first mental health court since its establishment in Broward County in 1997. Lerner said that the purpose of court-based diversion models such as mental health court was to stop the criminalization of mental illness, and there are several questions that can be asked to see if mental health courts are successful.
Do they promote recovery, and how can they promote recovery, and what can courts do, if you will, to really advocate for individuals coming into the criminal justice system with serious and persistent mental illnesses and really correct, if you will, a very, very shameful and long-term tragic trend in this country known as the criminalization of the mentally ill.
Judge Lerner shared in David Shern's outrage and said that motivated her community to form Broward's pioneering mental health court.
At the time that this local initiative came into being, we were completely pretty much ignorant. What we did know was we were outraged. What we did know is that there was serious injustice. What we did know is that people were, you know, who were really ill and in need of treatment were languishing in jail cells, and we knew they were suffering.
Lerner told the mental health professionals in the audience some of the reasons why she and her coworkers are so committed to the goals of the mental health court.
To send a very strong, clear message that we love these people. And we are not going to allow business to continue the way it's been in our jails any longer. It is unacceptable. It is unacceptable in America that people that are ill are in jail. I'm sorry, that's unacceptable.
Lerner said that the rate of rearrest of people who have gone through her misdemeanor court is between 9% and 12%. Even though the court doesn't receive funding, Judge Lerner is able to brag about its success.
We've moved over 7,000 people out of our jails over the course of this decade, in excess of 7,000 people into treatment, services, hope, recovery, humanity. We don't get a dime, and we're happy about it. We don't want a dime. We want the freedom to know we don't have to chase budgets from elected officials who don't have the political will to do what they need to do for Americans.
To learn more about David Shern's group, Mental Health America, visit mentalhealthamerica.net. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Pete Beach, I'm Sean Canaan.